everybody. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I'm here to talk to you today about the Cancer full moon, which will be reaching its perfection just shortly. I'm recording this on Monday afternoon, and the full moon reaches its peak at 4:26 p.m. Central Time today. So we are in the light. And the wheel of life just keeps turning, right? The wheel of the year goes round and round, old and new, around and round, here we are again. The first full moon of the year. I was sitting under that big, bold moon last night as I prepared the content for this podcast. If you get a chance to get outside tonight, go take a look at it. Bright and beautiful. It's nice to be able to get familiar with its cycles and the placement in the sky from your vantage point, from your viewpoint, as the year moves forward. Get a sense of where it is and where it goes. So welcome to the full moon of Cancer. The full moon is the peak of the cycle. It's when things are at their biggest, when the light shines bright on the pieces of our lives that are calling for our attention and healing. At the full moon, the sun, which is our consciousness, and the moon, which is our subconscious, come together in an effort to align us more clearly with the vibrational energy that's needed for our next steps in evolution. Patterns, limitations, judgments, shame, guilt, all those kind of uncomfortable emotions can't hide in the dark when the full moon shines its spotlight on them. The sun is at 23 degrees Capricorn, the very top of the seasonal wheel, while the moon at 23 degrees Cancer is at the very base. It takes us into our roots, into the deepest parts of ourselves, our lineage, our past, and our emotions. Nurturing and compassionate, it represents our home and family and everything we hold dear. As a carrier of our past, it offers information about the cellular memories that we carry from the generations before us. In opposition, you know, they sit opposite each other, so as if they're in a tug of war or thinking of a teeter-totter where one goes up and one goes down. The sun's Capricorn energy likes tradition. It doesn't like to be told it's wrong. It likes to keep things the way they've always been done, and it doesn't have a lot of time for emotion. There's too much work to be done. So, you know, just buckle down, get to it. With an opposition, the energy is seeking the middle path. Where do home and public persona meet? How do we reconcile being both practical and heart-centered? Where does what we have long stood behind get reevaluated through some greater instinctual lens or heart lens? We change and grow. So sometimes we need to look at some of these deeper patterns that have been ongoing and longstanding in our lives. There are few active players in this lunation, so we will break down the influence of each one. Mars is a big player here. This archetypal energy brings into focus qualities of masculine energy, drive, accomplishment, action. It is conjunct the moon, having just retrograded back into Cancer after a brief incursion into the more self-focused sign of fire sign of Leo. Mars was much happier there. It felt powerful and in a place of strength. It isn't very happy back in Cancer. The energy feels just a little too sappy and slow. Mars' fire gets dampened in the watery realms of Cancer. On top of that discomfort, Mars remains in opposition to Pluto, which at 1 degree Aquarius is in wide conjunction to the Sun. They've been dancing together for a while, Mars and Pluto, and they will continue this push-pull relationship through April. Pluto is stirring up stuff from the subconscious that needs to be dealt with consciously. Mars is feeling the pressure. All the masculine energy is feeling the pressure, and it's not liking it one bit. in retrograde motion and in the watery sign of Cancer. It's full of steam and bluster, but not very effective. It is having a hard time making things happen. Juno, the queen of the heavens, is in a trine position to this full moon and therefore sextile the sun. Juno was the wife of Zeus, the big god in the Greek pantheon. She was loyal and dedicated. She stood by Zeus even when he went philandering. She knew that she had a duty in some ways to a greater story. Juno's message is all about conjoining, about effective partnering. So how do we partner with people? With people, with ideas, with mindsets? Juno is in opposition to Uranus, so we may experience some surprises here. We may find some things that, you know, aren't what we thought they were. We may find that we've been committed to things that maybe, you know, really don't fit us anymore. Maybe we're needing to commit to something different in a way that is more authentic and in greater alignment with what we really believe or value. And Mars and the moon together are in square aspect to Chiron and Eris. You know, those two have been sitting together for a long time, working on healing our wounds and bringing a voice of courage to the marginalized. We are being challenged to address these wounds and to embrace the courage that it takes to make the changes that are necessary to be a voice for good. And some people might want to put in the word God there. It's a voice for good. This whole thing feels very karmic, on a level of really some kind of karmic retribution for humanity. We've got some stuff to figure out and some course correction that needs to happen. It will be helpful to find our way through these dark times if we can slow down. We need to curb our reactivity. We need to deal with whatever repressed anger is lingering around in there. And we need to be physically active or find some practices that help us burn off the extra energy because it's stirring up. The dust will settle despite all the blustering and posturing that's currently happening. We are always supported by the greater forces around us. I guess I think Earth and cosmos and whatever the mystery is. And so when we don't know what to do, we can look for guidance to the nodes of the moon. These are points in space where the moon moves off the ecliptic. They are evolutionary power points, an infusion of opposing energies that are designed to move us beyond comfort zones into higher conscious expression. Just a couple of days ago, I guess that would have been Saturday, the nodes, which typically are in a sign for about 18 months, they moved out of Aries and Libra, you know, where they've been working on balancing the relationship between I and thou. Now, the North Node has shifted into Pisces, while the South Node is in Virgo. This shifts the evolutionary imperative of our balance, our status as people of heaven and people of the earth. The North Node in Pisces gave me some words to share as I was sitting last night. This is the North Node of Pisces. There is a bigger experience available to you here. Everything isn't about burden and responsibility or victims and martyrs. Life isn't meant to be so hard. You have made it so complicated. Life has become heavy and difficult to carry. I am the mystery, and I am alive and well. By mystery, I'm only knowledge you don't yet know, or at least haven't quantified via scientific method. But I am here, and I've been calling. I've been trying to get your attention. I bring you bliss moments, like when that hug is just so delicious. I offer you a beautiful garden, but you've overrun it with your gray steel and two cars per family. I am a power called life. You may call me God, but I am simply good vibes. Religion was started in some semblance of faith and connection to greater life, but it quickly became a mechanism for control. That is not what Jesus would do. There have been centuries of control, and it's ready to burst. People are recognizing their individual power and are no longer willing to be controlled, and that includes all marginalized people, regardless of gender. People have been held back from their full expression by a system supported by patriarchy, misogyny, racism, and economic power. Pluto has been churning it all up, and we are seeing much more clearly the ugly undercurrent of our lives. But right now, Mars is saying, wait, I like being in control, and I will fight for it. Mars has been a bit too entrenched and is too cocky to acknowledge that the world is changing and that his approach is out of balance. The divine feminine has stepped into the story. She is emerging through all who feel downtrodden and disenchanted. Everybody just wants a seat, an equal seat at the table. But that seat has not been available. Opportunity has been blocked by oppression. And eventually, you know, when people are pressed down enough, they push back. They stand up. Desperation erupts and the system collapses. This is the crux of the Mars-Pluto story and the energy that we are sitting in for a while. It's loud and inflamed, and the nodes are calling us back to calm and focus. The North Node says, just keep your eye on love and possibility. Open your spiritual eyes to imagination and insight and inspiration. And know that a world of love and acceptance is possible. The North Node represents greater life. Heaven, if you will. The South Node knows how to get a job done, to make something useful and helpful. Its task is to bring heaven to earth. It may feel far away, but maybe not. I appreciate you tuning in. If you feel this information is helpful to you, please like and subscribe and share it with your friends. I'll try to show up regularly and keep talking about the wheel of the year and how we align with this energy as we are all moving through this major evolutionary process. We have a big task ahead of us, and everybody needs to do their part. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, sky sunny, ooh. sweet bee.